Hello, hello, and welcome to Let's Talk About Time, the weekly-ish podcast helping you get things done and seriously shake up your relationship with time. I'm your host, Kat, and I share weekly bite-sized episodes for solo business owners who want to get hours back in their days, achieve more in less time, procrastinate less, and have more fun. Want to learn more about creating time freedom in your business? Download my three simple time freedom systems for solo business owners at kathuntervaa.com/simple systems. Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 9 of Let's Talk About Time. We're nearly into double digits. I'm excited. I'm your host, Kat, and today I want to share something with you that is going to completely change the way you use your time when it comes to getting the stuff done that you need or want to get done. So I'm not talking about just getting through task after task on your to-do list or being that distractedly productive in that distractedly productive state where you're doing lots of things but not really feeling like you're achieving anything. This episode is going to help you overcome that with a really simple but really powerful technique. Now, before we dive in, I wanted to share, I will be aiming to make these episodes between 10 and 15 minutes each so that I can share strategies to help you work less without compromising what you achieve in really bite-sized chunks each week so that you can really digest and implement what you're hearing. I am a waffler. I will put my hand up. I've been known to send podcast-length voice notes and I'm noticing that these episodes are creeping up to around the 30-minute mark. And while there's nothing wrong with that, this is a podcast for people who are really short on time and looking to create more of it. So I want to make sure that this podcast is really serving you when it comes to your time. So let's dive in and get straight to helping you create more time. This is going to be an episode that will help you with your time with every part of your life, not just in your business. So if you know someone who's always feeling behind, who's always busy, who wants to be less busy, who never has enough time, please share this episode with them. So in last week's episode, I said I was going to cover today how we will tell the difference between whether we're following our intuition or just going with what we know or what we feel comfortable with when it comes to deciding what we're going to get done. But I've actually decided to switch things up and cover that in next week's episode because I think today's episode will really give you the framework for starting to know how to do that. So that will be next week. So tune into next week's episode if you want to hear more about that. For now, let's dive into today's episode, which is how to use mindfulness to help you work less and achieve the things that you really want to achieve. So firstly, what is mindfulness? I'm sure that most of you listening will have a vague idea of what mindfulness is. Most of the time we might associate mindfulness with wellness or meditation or even as a daily practice to calm anxiety and support mental health. But have you ever applied it when it comes to what you want to achieve or what you are getting done in any given day? So mindfulness, for those of you who haven't heard of it, is the concept of noticing and acknowledging without judgment. So noticing something you're doing, or more traditionally, it might be like noticing your breath or noticing all the different things about something that you're doing. Like if you're making a cup of tea, you might be noticing what you can hear when the kettle boils and how the tea smells or the heat of the cup in your hands. It's just noticing the things that are going on both around you and also inside you without judgment. So how can we use mindfulness to help us work less? How on earth does this make sense? So when we start observing and acknowledging the things that we're doing throughout any given day, we start to really notice how much of what we're doing is related to the things that we really want to achieve and how much just isn't, right? So when we start to question and get curious without judgment, we start to free ourselves from, you know, the guilt and the mental anguish that comes with feeling like we're not being productive and feeling like we're not achieving what we want because there must be something wrong with us. So that can often be our instinct. When we get these feelings of being behind, of not having enough time, of feeling like we're constantly getting caught up in things that we never intended to get caught up in, we can start to blame ourselves and we can start to feel like there's some flaw or there's something wrong with the way we're doing things. And most of the time, when we start to notice what our brain actually does and what we're drawn to, which are usually those safe, easy to execute, do with our eyes closed tasks that we can easily do, that give our brains a quick win, that keep us safe, but don't really help us get to where we want to go, that is when we can really make big changes in the way we work, what we do every day, and how much we work every day. And essentially, there is nothing wrong with us. It is all about changing the way that we observe what we're doing, changing how our brain, observing how our brain responds, and working with that and using that to help us get where we want to go and do what we want to do. So, how can we use mindfulness to help us work less? You can start by observing what you're doing through any given day. So as you move through your day, get curious and try not to judge yourself if you do notice yourself getting distracted or pulled into tasks that you didn't intend to do, because going back to feeling like there's something wrong with you, we all do this. Every single human on the planet does this. We will get caught up in things that we never intended to get caught up in. We will gravitate towards those easy, quick tick tasks that kind of keep us busy and that keep us firmly in our comfort zone. It is normal that we don't like being out of our comfort zone. And it is a really healthy way for our brains to respond. When something makes us feel uncomfortable, our brains respond by wanting to make us comfortable again, which really helps when we're in the forest and we've come up against, you know, a tiger snake or a bear. We don't have bears here. Do we even have tiger snakes here? Anyway, it helps when we're in the forest, right? Because our brain goes, okay, this is uncomfortable. Get me out of here. I want to go back to my nice house with the fireplace. Get me out of the forest with the tiger snake, right? But when it comes to the day-to-day stuff that we do, generally, unless we are, obviously, if you're in a role, like you might be, if you're a police officer or a paramedic or somebody, a firefighter who's actually doing dangerous stuff, then of course the things that you do can be dangerous. But most of the time, if we're a solo business owner with an online business, most of what we're doing through the day is not dangerous. It just makes us feel uncomfortable because we might feel like we don't have enough information to do what we need to do. We might feel like we're not sure where to start. We might feel like, you know, all the stories we tell ourselves, like we're not creative enough, or we, you know, can't do this, or we can't write this, or whatever it is that we're telling ourselves. These are all stories that our brain tells us to keep us in our comfort zone. And that's really normal. So when you start using mindfulness to help you work less, get really curious about how you feel and what you're doing through any given day. Try not to judge yourself if you do notice yourself getting distracted or pulled into tasks that you didn't intend to do. So just notice what you're doing and get curious about it. Notice and accept any emotions you feel. So you might be feeling stressed, anxious, uncomfortable about doing certain things, and you might feel better about doing other things. So just start by noticing how you feel when you're doing any particular activity or task. I wanted to leave you with some questions to ask yourself to help you when you're doing this. So you might ask yourself, is what I'm doing right now aligned with what I wanted to achieve today? If it's not, can I stop, regroup? Can I start again with something that is more aligned with what I wanted to achieve today? You might ask yourself, is what I'm doing still something I need to get done? So just because something you're doing isn't aligned with what you wanted to achieve in that hour or that particular day, it might genuinely still be something you need to get done. So if it is, does it need to get done right now, or can I plan to do this later? A good example of this is my thing is laundry and snacks. So often when I am procrastinating or when my brain is a little bit uncomfortable, I'll walk to the fridge. The path from my office to the kitchen goes past the laundry. If I see there's a bit of laundry in there, I'll think, oh, I'll do the laundry. And then I feel good because I've done something. And yes, the laundry does need to get done. But does it need to get done right then? Probably not. I could probably do it either in the evening or I could do it in the next morning or whatever it is. So asking yourself, does it need to be done right now, or can I plan to do this later? And popping in a time for when you plan to do that task later. The next thing you could ask yourself is, how do I feel when I'm doing this task? And if you do feel uncomfortable or anxious or stressed, it might be helpful to ask yourself, if this task is aligned with what you do want to achieve, have I done uncomfortable things before? The likely answer is yes, you have. Feeling uncomfortable is a good thing when it comes to our goals or what we want to achieve, like I said, with the tiger snake in the forest. It lets us know our brain is working for us, so trying to help us stay in our comfort zone. So asking yourself, have I done uncomfortable things before? You'll generally remember a time when you have. Can I do this even though I feel uncomfortable, even if it doesn't end up perfect? Can I still do it? So these are some questions you can ask yourself to help you use mindfulness to work less and get what you want to get done. So we've talked about what mindfulness is, how mindfulness can help you work less, and how to use mindfulness to help you work less. So some of the questions you can ask yourself. And it can become quite exciting. The more you use mindfulness throughout your day to help you observe what you're doing, the more you are regrouping and coming back to those tasks that are really aligned with what you do want to achieve, and the less time you might spend on those tasks that are keeping you busy but aren't really moving you toward where you want to go for the day or the week or the month. And it's a practice. So when you start out, you might feel like you're constantly pulling yourself back to what you were supposed to be doing, and that is totally okay. And even if you've been practicing this for a while, you might find that there are days where you are more distracted or more drawn to those repetitive, really easy to tick off tasks. But by observing and noticing and constantly coming back to where you want to focus, over time you will find this compounds because you're spending less time in that tick and busy zone and more time in your focus zone, which will help you work less. That is when you will start to get hours back in your days and your week, and you will start to feel more energized, more creative, and like you really are starting to have more time. So that's it for this week, guys. We're at 13 minutes. I did it. I'm excited. We've talked about a lot today. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. If you have, please share this with someone you think this will help, and also hit subscribe so you don't miss next week's episode, where I'll be talking about how to use mindfulness to help you know exactly what it is that you need to get done. I'll see you then. Thanks for listening to this episode of Let's Talk About Time, the podcast. I've made it my mission to share everything I've learned about time with as many of you as I can. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure you hit subscribe. And if you would be so kind as to leave me a review, it really does help the podcast in reaching more people and helping them reclaim more time. Otherwise, I'll see you next week with another episode helping you shake up your relationship with time.